Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. For the second year, biologists at Boston University have come to Uvalde to study the ecological and economical benefits of bats on the state's agriculture industry.
It's one of the largest funded projects ever to study bats. We have bat biologists, we have mathematical modelers, we have computer scientists, we have climatologists and ecological economists all working on this project.
That's Boston University's Dr. Tom Koontz. The study is part of a 5-year analysis to determine the dollar contribution the species provides to protect crops against insects. But part of the process is to determine just how many bats there are residing in the area.
Now, obviously, we can't have a little hand tallyer and count them one at a time because they fly anywhere between 600 to 1,000 bats per second. What we're using is thermal cameras that basically detect heat rather than light. So independent of any daylight or dark, we can detect with a camera bats as they emerge from these caves. So the computer scientists we're working with developed these computer algorithms to detect a bat that is a warm spot produced by the body of the bat, and then counting them in this fashion.
To compile the information, two computers run parallel to capture stereo images of the bats. Cameras are hooked to the computers to collect the enormous amount of data literally flying through the air. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Joel Block.